Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
And a good Friday morning to you. Community Connection, as we frequently do on Friday mornings, get the opportunity to talk with somebody from Tri-County Tech. And Cheyenne is in this morning. Happy to talk with Cheyenne Stevens. And it brought a couple of students along. We'll get to them in just a moment. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
It's a Friday morning. How can it not be good?
I know. Fabulous.
Got any predictions on the big game this week?
I don't know. I'm just ready for the commercials and the food. That's how I watch the Super Bowl.
Can't argue with that a bit. I think there's a lot more people out there than would admit that.
Yeah.
Anyway, with Tri-County Tech, you're out in some of the area schools right now getting ready for, I can't believe it already, the next semester.
I know. I can't believe it either. We've been recruiting, so we've been doing some really neat events. We had an open house last month that was really successful, some sophomore tours for all of our partner schools. So this month I'll be in each of the schools, including Bartlesville, for a while. And so if you're a student, if you're sophomore, interested in going to Tech next year, then find me there. Their counselor will let them know that I'm there on campus and they can apply for Tech.
So yeah, and you guys are so easy to work with.
Oh, well, thanks. We strive for that, so it's nice to hear.
It is. You know, and I think of Tri-County Tech, in my mind, primarily with seniors. I know the juniors are there, too, but just somewhere along the line, I think of seniors because those are generally the ones I get to talk to.
Right. Yeah. The ones that are a little bit more experienced.
Yeah. But again, yeah, you're out there talking with sophomores now so that when they are juniors, they'll have already made some plans.
Right. And most of the programs are two-year programs, so they attend their junior and senior year and finish up as they graduate high school. So it lines up pretty well.
It does. And, I'm sure there are different programs that this one is more popular this year, something else may be popular next year, but they all work. They all got a lot of kids that are actively involved or you wouldn't be offering them.
Right. We have a lot of interest in Tech, so we're excited about that. But like you said, some programs, we just have more students interested in that year, and that's how it goes.
Yeah. But. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the community education courses, and then we'll get back to some of the classes that some of the high school students are involved in. Community ed, because you're not just a junior and senior type program. You've got a lot of adults. Some of them are picking up just courses because they want to. Others, somewhere in the fast track program, maybe trying to restart a career or something like that.
Right. So first, I'll kind of talk about the community education courses. Those are what I like to call bucket list experiences. It's kind of that fun stuff that you want to learn. So we have a lot of fitness classes and a lot of cooking classes, and then some extra stuff, some kind of neat different tools and hobbies that you can learn. Right now we're really excited about bushcraft. It's kind of like a survival skill type class. Yeah. And it's neat because he teaches you in class and then you go out on a Saturday all together and get to use those skills and kind of figure out how to actually apply them.
Okay. I'm just curious now, is that like a map and compass course, or are you actually out there actual survival, let's see if you can find some food?
Well, he'll teach you how to build a fire, and just in case you get lost in the woods, he'll teach you how to kind of stay alive and get immediate attention, emergency attention. So
yeah,
it's kind of fun.
Yeah, because there's frequently no cell service out there.
Right. That's usually the case.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're great. But our fitness classes, I want to remind everyone that you can drop in for just $5. So if you don't want to pay for the several weeks of class, you're not really ready to commit yet, you could just pay that $5 drop in. We have Zumba, lots of yoga. We have a throwback dance party, which is really fun. A lot of us girls in the office go to that.
Well, the music's more fun back then.
Well, right.
So, whenever back then was for us, research shows that our musical tastes are pretty much set somewhere around 19. And so the music that sounds like whenever we were 19 is probably what we like.
Well, maybe not so much for me. I love the 90s.
Okay.
So.
That works too.
A throwback.
There you go. But it's fun to move to it. And so that's part of what you're doing.
Yeah, it's exciting. You don't even realize that you're working out.
Yeah.
And then you finish and there you go.
There
Burn
you go.
Some calories.
Okay. Sounds good to me. And so this is something that you get, usually there's a couples cooking class out there too, so kind of maybe at or around Valentine's Day, or at least as a Valentine's Day gift, say, hey, I signed this up.
We do. So we have Italian and Tex-Mex are really popular. The Tex-Mex one is coming up soon, and the Italian one is the day before Valentine's Day this year, so we're excited. Courtney Fuller is going to teach you and anybody else. So it can be a friend, or it can be your spouse, or your sweetheart, or
anybody. Somebody you want to be a spouse.
Right. Yeah. Just has to be two people. So you learn how to cook. She already has everything organized for you. So grocery shopping, which is the worst part of cooking, it's already done for you. You eat, you kind of hang out, and then somebody else cleans up for you. So there you go.
Win.
The best part
don't have
cooking,
to do the dishes.
None of the bad parts.
There you go. Okay, good. So we'll get signed up for that one. I like the drop-in for $5 thing, because that way you can say, okay, I know I should get in and stretch or exercise or whatever. And then you say, well, if I sign up long-term commitment, then I'm stuck. So go out and try it out.
Yeah, try it out first and then see what you want to do. But it will help after our Valentine's Day buffet. So our Osage Market, our culinary students put on this really great buffet for lunchtime at the Osage Market on campus. So we're really excited about that. It's going to be a plated dinner this year, four-course meal. Very, very pumped. So go to that and then go to one of our fitness classes and drop in and work off all those calories.
Sounds like a great deal. Sounds like something that I think anybody can do because, well, we already know how to eat and you can learn how to move. So it's all good. You're out in some of the classes. I understand you've been not only just Bartlesville Dewey, but expanding out. I know there's been a really outreach over the last 3 to 5 years because you have a center over in Pawhuska to teach more classes over there too.
Yes, we're really excited about our Pawhuska campus. And that is located on Virginia Short Street. Once you get into Pawhuska, if you take 123, as soon as you get in there, take that first little row, that first right before you see the whole town, and you'll see our center there. It's really neat. We offer bushcraft over there, too, so that for survival class. We also offer calligraphy, crocheting, frugal gardening, some Pinterest parties, a lot of really cool stuff that you'll find here in Bartlesville. If you're closer to Pawhuska or if you want to experience Pawhuska, you can definitely go and take some classes out there as well.
Yeah, so you take a class and then stop by the Mercantile, or stop by the Mercantile and take a class and go back to the Mercantile.
Yes, back and forth. Yeah, definitely experience that. We're excited about the Merc.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break and talk to some of the students that are here with us this morning as we continue a community connection coming up in just a bit on 1400 K1.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Continuing a community connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM. Again, talking this morning primarily with Cheyenne Stevens, but you brought a couple of students along.
I did.
I'll let you make the introductions.
Great, perfect. So I brought along some early care and education students. So we actually have a former student who's now a teacher's assistant, Ms. Kiki Rader. And then we have Ms. Sarah Foster, who sends from Nuwata. So she goes to Nuwata High School. And then in the morning time, she comes here to Tech. And so she is a first year student. She's a senior this year. So she'll finish up next year as an adult student. So I'll let them kind of talk a little bit more about that. So we have Kiki and Sarah.
Okay. Well, let's start with Sarah just because that way I can work up from the, okay, starting off, what are your expectations? What do you like? And then talk to the person that's actually successfully completed the program and out in the workforce, so to speak. So Sarah, let's talk a little bit. How'd you get hooked up? What made you decide to sign up for the classes?
I love working with kids, and I just thought, since I love working with kids, I would love going to that Really Care program.
And besides that, I mean, who doesn't like spending time with youngsters? I mean,
right.
You know, now, if, you know, spending a whole room with them for maybe, you know, a long period of time, that's what I want to find out about. You know, everybody can say, yeah, I like kids, but I like to be able to give them back. So you're in the room, you're responsible.
Yeah, I mean, I love watching them make sure they're getting the attention they need and make sure they're being taken care of.
Yeah, and so far, let's see, you started the beginning of this school year.
Yeah.
So you're more than halfway through the year anyway. How's things going for you so far?
It's going great. I love my class. I love all the students that I'm with and all the little kids that I have. They're all really nice and awesome. I love them all.
Talk to me about the teaching experience, the teacher, the educational process. You know, it's like any other classroom, I'm sure. You're starting off from something you know and working towards something you don't know, so that eventually you'll be mastering that. But is it a fun process for you?
Oh, yeah, it's real fun. We get to do activities with the kids, and they really like them, and it's a lot of fun.
So what's the best part for you so far?
Best part for me would be the babies, definitely.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
I mean, even W.C. Fields, you know, so it's good. But there's some work involved there. There's some studying that outside class, too. Would you say it's more or less outside of classwork experience than what you might have expected?
If
you didn't have any expectations, then it's all new. It's okay.
Yeah, I had no idea what I was going to walk into. I just hope that they would teach me what I needed to know. Yes. And they definitely have.
So you're coming back next year?
Yes, definitely coming back next year.
Nope, I'm not going to try to come back 5 years and hold you to it now, but what career plans? What do you like to? What do you expect to take out of this once you're done?
Really, I haven't made up my mind, but I'm either wanting to be a teacher or maybe someday open my own child care facility. Haven't decided yet.
No, like I said, you got time. And
yeah.
I haven't seen recent numbers, but I mean, even at the college level, I think last I saw the typical student changes majors like 3 to 5 times. So you've got time to change your mind if you choose. But it's nice to see, you know, the planning experience is going on. Yeah. What are you looking forward to learning next year? What would you, what do you say that I'm looking forward to maybe one down the road?
I'm really looking forward to getting my child development associates. I'm pumped.
Okay. Well, yeah, you sound like it. Sound like you're having a great time. And,
yeah.
And we've talked a little bit about the work part of it. We talked a little about the fun part of it and career plans. So tell you what, I'm gonna switch courses just a little bit. And we may come back to Sarah here. But now that Kiki's been through the program and actually involved, let's talk about, first of all, your classroom experience. How was it for you?
Oh, man. When I was a student, it was really fun. It was really nice because I'd go to the high school in the morning and then I'd come to Tech in the afternoon. And it was just, you go in and you get to learn all this fun information. And it's a little different than like a regular classroom setting because you go in and Miss Jolene makes an effort to make sure that you're having fun while you're learning, and then you get to go in with the kids and you get to learn with the kids and see them grow up, and just a great learning experience.
Do you, over the course of your 2-year class experience, did you stay mostly with the same group of kids?
Well, when you start out in the program, when you go to your first classroom, you rotate every 2 weeks throughout every single classroom in the center, so you get a feel for every different age group.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you come back to get your Child Development Associate Certificate, you know which classroom you want to go into to get your CDA in.
Okay, so you feel like it was a well-rounded experience all the way for you.
Oh, yeah.
Is there? You mentioned there is a certification. I'm going to call it a test somewhere at the end that says you've mastered the curriculum, right?
Yeah.
It's a tough test.
Well, the process getting up to being able to take the test is kind of rough. You've got this giant folder, and you have to fill it in with all of your information, a bunch of lesson plans, basically that shows, hey, I've done all this work for the last 2 years. I haven't just been sitting here playing with babies. I think I'm ready to actually take care of children. And it's not as bad as it seems. It's just a lot.
First day on the job, actually doing the job. Was it different for you?
Yeah, it was a lot different because I didn't get to go into Miss Jolene's room and be like, okay, class is over. I'm ready to go home. You come in, you're with kids, you're in there all day. And then the first day, it's kind of overwhelming because I work with the older kids and they're kind of crazy, but it gets easier and it's great. I love going into work every morning.
What's the best part for you?
The best part is walking in the morning, and you walk in and you're like, hi guys. And everybody's like, oh my goodness, Miss Kiki. Hi. Hey. And they run at you and they hug you and they're just so excited to see you. And you're like, I just saw you 8 hours ago.
If you were able to talk with Sarah, let's say before she signed up for the course, what advice would you give to her?
Definitely do your best to try and be in preschool, not because it's easier, but because just you get to run around with the kids. And they get really excited all the time. And like if you say something in an excited tone, then they get really excited. Like if they're like, I don't want to go outside, and you're like, but they have bikes outside, then they're like, oh my goodness, bikes outside. So
sounds like a successful graduate to me.
Oh yeah.
You'd do it again then, huh?
Oh yeah. Given the chance, I would definitely take Ms. Jillian's class all over again.
Okay. Well, guys, I know that you probably came in with all kinds of experiences that I didn't ask about, but it sounds like we're getting at least a taste of what's going on. So, Cheyenne, you brought in a couple of enthusiastic people along the way here.
I did. I'm excited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is something that you sound like you might want to sign up for.
I think we're going to leave it to these experts over here to take care of those kids.
they've got their, or at least one of them has a certification, the other will have the certification. So.
Yeah. I would definitely leave my children with them if I had them. So.
Okay.
I would recommend them.
We got it on tape.
Mm-hmm. And I'll just remind you, they do work with real students. So our employees and our students can bring their children to the Child Care Development Center, but also the public. So you can sign up to use that child care facility if you would like to, and bring your kiddos.
And feel secure in the knowledge that not only will it be a learning experience with students who are actively engaged in learning, but somebody's actually watching over that knows what they're doing.
Right. You have your students, you have your teacher's assistants, and then you have your actual teachers in there. So you have your kiddos safe and sound, and they're learning and they're exploring. So it's a great place to bring your kids 6 weeks to 5 years old. That's what we take.
Well, you mentioned the Osage Market a little bit ago, but you got some daily specials that it's always fun to find out, hey, what's on the menu? What's for lunch today?
Yeah, we're really excited about our daily specials. We love the Osage Market because it does give you those specials for only about $5. So what we have coming up is our baked ziti is today, or I'm sorry, on Monday. And then we have the teriyaki chicken, a potato bar. We always have our salad bar open. Chicken fried chicken is also coming up. And that's available to the public as well. So you don't have to just be a student or an employee or a teacher at Tri-County Tech. You can come in. Charlie, you can drop in and come have lunch with me.
Sounds great.
It's real reasonable, and you can hang out in the Osage room. So
11 to 1 for $5.50?
Yes, 11 to 1, only $5.50 for that special. Or you could check out the salad bar or the grill. So we always have those cheesy fries and those the chicken tenders. They're really delicious. I'm getting hungry now.
Yeah, I would say let's move on, because right. Otherwise we're both going to have trouble. Fast track programs, this is something I try to hit for just about every time, because it's an opportunity for somebody to retread, pick up some additional skills, move on.
Right. So our Flex and Fast Track, we have two different programs for working adults. So our Fast Track can be anything as short as a couple of weeks. But our Flex is usually about a semester long, but just one or two classes per week. And that's in the evening time. So that doesn't interrupt your working schedule, because we know you still have to provide for your families. You still have to continue to work as you advance your knowledge and your education and try to get a different career or advance within that same career. So we're excited.
And again, if there is a certification to be gained at the end of that, then you're ready to take the test.
You're ready. And we'll prepare you for all of that and kind of organize it most of the time. So it's real easy transition.
Yeah. I saw a tweet the other day that you were coming in. So I know you're active on social media, Facebook,
yes.
Twitter. And
we
talked
are.
About the Pinterest parties that you have on a regular basis too. So that's good.
Yes. Definitely like us on Facebook. We may or may not have a few deals out there that show up randomly. Just a 24-hour thing. So
hint, make sure hint,
you,
hint,
yes,
hint.
Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a great deal. Also, I think it's important that if tuition assistance is needed, that this is not fill out the FAFSA that is the third degree of everything your family's ever owned for the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. It's a much simpler process because it's local.
Right. It is local. We have our foundation, and they are responsible for raising money to ensure that no student is ever discouraged from following their education, following their dreams, just because of financial reasons. So you don't have to go through the government. You go straight through the foundation. You just call Lacey, and she will set you up with an application for the foundation assistance.
And so let's see a couple of numbers here that I think is important. 918-331-3261. That's Lacey, right?
Yes, that's Lacey Davis, and she'll help you with that financial assistance.
If somebody's interested in one of the fast track programs or flex programs, is there a separate enrollment number for that one too, or just stop by?
You can stop in. You can call us at 331-3333.
That's the easiest phone number I've ever seen.
Lots of phone numbers, but yes, so you can call us, you can drop in. We have someone there until about 8 o'clock at night too, so if you want to stop in after work, we'll still be there. We can still help you sign up for a class or figure out what class you want to take, but you're welcome to call or sign up online. So you visit our website at tricountytech.edu and you can register for classes there.
Now register in your jammies at 2 in the morning.
I don't know
why you're up at 2 in the morning, but you can do it if you wanted
there
to.
There you go.
Yeah. Sound like a great deal. Well, students, thank you so much for coming in this morning. You guys sound like you are piped and pumped and ready to go. And first of all, congratulations on the work experience at Tri-County Tech. I hope you're having a great day, and look forward to seeing your name as, the entrepreneur running your own place sometime. So, gals, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
That's our Community Connection on AM 1400 K1. Cheyenne Stevens along with students Kiki and Sarah, and our Community Connection on AM 1400 K1. News on the way next.
ONA News, I'm Randy Renner.